Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget to let other people know where you can find us on the radio. Also, if you want to know where you can find us in Allston, I'm going to talk about the end of the show, people visiting from another state. And then I went back to the rectory after doing Mass, and someone else was listening to me from yet another state. That state was Georgia. The people listening to me from the other state, what state was that? You'll have to listen to the whole program to find that out. So anyway, we enjoyed having them drop in. So hey, let people know that you can listen to this program, and let people know that you can also visit the parish. By the way, I talked the other day about Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha, and I heard from Deacon Tom, who I knew when I was in Roswell, Georgia. He's the one I heard from Georgia, says that Kateri Tekakwitha, St. Kateri Tekakwitha, is the patroness of American Heritage Girls. So that's important to know. He told me that, so I didn't let you know that, and that's good to know. So anyway, this is the weekend where we look at the Gospel of Martha and Mary from the Gospel of Luke, the focus always being on active work and prayerful work and the balance between them two. So this is what I talked about in my homily, and so we'll listen to that, listen to some examples of prayer and work before we get to the end of our program, and you'll find out where those visitors were from. Here we switch over.
So anyway, today's gospel is talking about Martha and Mary, and it's traditionally understood as the gospel talking about action and prayer, and whether we do one or the other or both. And so you have the situation. Let's take a look at the elements. We have Martha. Martha is the older sister of the two. And so Martha is there taking care of all things. She's got to do all things, get this, that, and the other, and the whole bit. And she's all focused on this because she's actually the hostess in a sense. And of course, Mary is the younger sister. There's a message there. Unless you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So that essentially is one message there. But then Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet. Now, the interesting thing is he says that Mary chose the better half. He could also say, however, if I want lunch, I'm going to let you continue doing what you're doing, which is a good point, too. So there's a good balance between the two to understand. But what is that balance about? Prayer and work. Do we focus on prayer or do we focus on work? Do we do things or do we pray? Well, obviously, there's a combination of both. If we focus on one or the other, we run into two problems. The first thing is to understand the priorities. Prayer is first, then work. And one of the things that I think was a major problem in the 20th century is that there was a focus on, in a sense, works, but there wasn't a focus on prayer. If you look in the Baltimore Catechism, there's only about 14 questions on prayer, and they aren't really very deep questions. That's a real problem. So a lot of times you have this idea that the priests and the religious and the bishops and the nuns and the brothers were there to pray for the rest of the community. That's a lie. It's absolutely wrong. We're all called to be people of prayer and put our prayer into what we do. And when we do that, we can have the mixture of the two. And so prayer is a priority. So I'm going to encourage you, as I always do, to spend at least 20 minutes in prayer. Also, if you can look up some good spiritual reading to do that, so you can develop your prayer and then put your prayer into action. Even some of the people who are in cloisters, some of the saints, St. Teresa of La Matin was one example. She also said, but you have to put your prayer into work, and she lived in a cloister. So we see that heavy balance. Well, what happens when you don't have the right balance? Well, first of all, you focus on prayer. Something really disastrous happens, and you say, I'll pray for you. Don't worry, I'll pray for you. And that's what drives the secular community crazy. Now, the prayer is important, but obviously if you can help out, that's an important part as well. So you don't want to just be, I'll pray for you, because one of the things that's important for us to understand is what we see in James. St. James talks about prayer without works, or faith without works is dead. I believe You'll see this all the time in the Old Testament. I believe, the whole bit. And the Lord says, yeah, but you're not putting anything into action. So our prayer then has to be followed by action based on our prayer. The opposite is also there. Action without prayer. That's where you have people say, well, we have to change. We have to make a change of things. We have to change the world. We have to do this. But they're not people of prayer, so they follow down different paths to do that. And some of those paths, this is literally true, they teach that in some local schools, some of those paths are paths to cause confusion, literally, so that out of that confusion comes change. Well, then you have the people who say, you throw a birthday party and say, well, the birth, like Judas, you could take that money and give it to the poor, and then later you could give it the money to the poor, and people will say, why aren't you throwing a birthday party? And they're doing that on purpose to call confusion. But there's no prayer there. There's no focus. There's no understand. So their call to change is not rooted in any form of divine wisdom. That's a problem. So we need a combination of both. And as Catholics, we are especially called to be people of prayer so that we can put our prayer into action. And our prayer needs to go beyond just doing the right thing, just doing whatever. If you look at the saints, they always go the extra mile. My model is always Dorothy Day, who clearly, she acted in such a way, she angered Cardinal Spellman many times, but she was doing what was based on her prayer, and when she was doing it based on her prayer, she became a model to so many others of how to help people and to serve people. What happens when we focus on one or the other? Well, here's a good example. This is something that Father Frank would never be caught dead saying, and obviously neither would I, but there is a model of priesthood is, my hands are made for chalices and not for calluses. No. We're called to be involved, we're called, and all of us are called to be that getting involved in prayer and putting our prayer into action, that is, all of us are called to that. Can I give you interesting models where that has happened? Well, I'm going to give you two extreme models. As you know, I'm a writer, and I used to write for a very conservative newspaper, no longer in existence. It was the Catholic Twin Circle. But there was an interesting story I actually put into this. And this was back in the late, that's how I went through the seminary, so it was in the seminary term. This is back in the late 80s, early 90s. And we had the Archdiocesan Office for AIDS Ministry. So I actually interviewed the guy who was doing the AIDS ministry. And he told me a fascinating story. This was back in the time when AIDS was a death sentence. Families would go visit their son who discovered had AIDS. They would discover how he got AIDS, turn around, walk out, never go back. And he said, I would call them up 3 weeks later and say, your son is dead. And they go, thank you very much, and hang up the phone. And he says, but they still go to church on Sunday. Prayer without works. The opposite, similar situation. And that was a case that I got called to many years ago up in Lynn when I was in Chelsea. I got called to the bedside of a man who had overdosed on cocaine. And so he was in the hospital bed and he was brain dead. The whole family was around him, everyone, cousins, parents, brothers and sisters, everyone was around him. They were praying and they said, get the priest, because we need the priest to make sure that he gets the sacrament. Why? They didn't care what happened. They wanted to make sure this person that they loved so much was going to get every chance he could to get into heaven. Prayer and works. So you see that element. Those two things come together. That's what we're called to do. And that goes on everything. If we're working, but we're not praying, our work will not have the power that it needs to bring the change that really our country needs. If we're praying without working, we're not going to be doing anything that's going to have any power that's going to be able to change what our country needs. What we really need is prayer that affects us, that touches us, and like I said, 20 minutes a day minimum, babysitting in front of the streaming of the Eucharistic Adoration, which I always recommend, good spiritual reading, and then, bam. Put your prayer into action, and when you do that, we become models and signs to the rest of the world, which we're called to do, of being people who are signs of the presence of God in our world.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Don't forget to check that out. And don't forget, you can come visit us at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. On the web, we are stanthonyalston.org. And you can also come visit us at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. We had a family at the 10 o'clock Mass, or actually the 4 o'clock Mass, on Saturday afternoon from Kentucky. And they're visiting the New England area. As a matter of fact, they visited, among other places, as they said, Bar Harbor. And I said, obviously, you are from Kentucky if you call it Bar Harbor. And they went, yes, I know, it's supposed to be Bahaba. So anyway, yeah, so that was great. Visiting from Kentucky. I don't know if it's because of the radio show, but it was good to have them in there. So that was great. Anyway, we will be back tomorrow, and we will see you then. Have yourself a blessed day. And again, we'll see you at 3 o'clock p.m. tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.